It's not quite a park, but local naturalists visited a piece of land owned by Langley Township recently to check out its natural beauty and wildlife. The Molaster site, sometimes known as Molaster Park or Molaster Passive Park, sits near 272nd Street on the edge of Glen Valley. Much of the land is reasonably flat, but there are also some steep slopes, said Eric Habish of the Langley Field Naturalists. He led a recent tour of the site for members of the LFN, and also takes part in bioinventories there, where members record the birds, plants, fish, insects, and animals on the site. There were once some buildings there, but as of now, the majority of the site is overgrown, with the LFN members accessing it via deer trails, Habish said. It's not a site for casual visitors, with no parking lot, no groomed trails, and no washrooms, Habish noted. There are deer, coyotes, and even evidence of bears on the property. They keep their distance, Habish said of the bears. Humans visiting tend to make so much noise that the bears can avoid them easily. Some of the more important inhabitants of the site are fairly small. The Oregon forest snail, which is endangered in Canada, has been found on the Molaster site. It's one of the few places you can find it in Langley, said Habish. Habish said he wasn't sure about the township's immediate plans for the site, but he hopes it will remain a nature park. I just enjoy the green spaces and coming across nature, he said. Langley Township is already establishing a new park less than a kilometer to the west. Nathan Creek Wetlands Park lies south of 80th Avenue and east of 264th Street. The township has owned land in the area for some time, but has only recently begun work to develop it into a municipal nature park.